Our systems are simple, repeatable, and done the same way every single time. And so when we're talking about we're generating these leads, but we're not converting them, that means we were not following the system we had set for how to convert a new patient and then get them on the schedule.
There's a couple steps, right? It's like create the opportunity, converting those opportunity, which means your front desk now has to be aligned with marketing. And then what you guys at the same time were solving was when these patients come in, how do we actually turn this into a winning opportunity for the patient, for the doctor, for the organization? And it sounds like all of that's clicking now.
People like systems. People think like they don't want to follow my systems. Well, no, actually people do want to follow systems because they know the outcome is going to be. You can have your team members when they're following systems.
Welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, Gary Bird. I'm the founder of SMC National, where we help you create, convert, and close more new patients so you can grow the way that you want. And today, I have Mehul Patel, who's the CEO at Peer Dental Spa, somebody that has been a client of ours for some time now. And he's going to share the success that he's had around marketing, growing his de novo. And if you've ever started a de novo before, you know how hard it is to get your new patients up. So he's going to be sharing some of the data around that, and you're not going to want to miss this one. Stay tuned. Right, we are live, and I'm excited today because this is a really, really cool story. So Peer Dental Spa, I believe we've been working with you guys. You guys have four locations, correct? Four locations. We've been working with you guys for about a year, and one of the locations was really tough to get up off the ground. It was a de novo. So I would love, we were just talking off air, and I would love for you to kind of walk through what you were seeing in your de novo and kind of how you got things, why it wasn't working and why things are working now.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to help share that story. So all of our offices are de novo. So when we started this new location, we just thought it was going to be easy like the other ones. And we thought like, hey, we've got everything in order. We're going to go ahead and just open this office. And we quickly realized that we kind of lost sight of kind of our vision and our focus. And that was really around training and development of people and then finding the right people to join the team. And in an environment and in an economy like it is today, where it's hard to find good people, I'm sure a lot of people listening can, they're probably thinking the same thing as me. It's like, wait, we've got a need to fill. So let's just fill that with a warm body. And so the last year has been really kind of refocusing on two really important things. And that's finding right people that align with our business values, and then really training them on patient experience. So what we realized was the people that we had weren't the right people. And like Jim Collins says in Good to Great is get the right people in the right seats, get the wrong people off the bus, and then get the right people following systems. And that's what we've kind of refocused on over this last year. And so people is a big part of what Peer Dental Spa does. And then finding the right people that believe in our values was foundation of what we kind of built our business on.
I love that. And then, so could you specifically at the de novo, and we can talk through some of the other locations that you're winning at too, but I want to talk through the de novo one, 'cause I feel like that's the biggest trap that people fall into. Let's start with like the bad. So when we started there and we started marketing, I think you had some internal marketing support, you had some internal teams, and things just weren't clicking. Like it was bad. It was like, we got to have more new patients. Walk through kind of the bad part there so we can lead in and talk about how you fix those problems.
Yeah. So kind of some of the bad was just alignment and communication amongst our team. It's just, does everybody know what the mission is that we're trying to accomplish here? And I don't think that we did a good job of kind of making sure that we were all communicating well with each other to say, this is what the objective is. And now you've got somebody on your team that's kind of moving in a different direction. You got to try to rein them back in. And that's always a tough piece to try to pull back in once it's already gone too far.
Hey, got an important announcement for you. We are hosting the second annual Full Arch Advantage event where you learn to create, convert, and close more full arches so your office can grow the way that you want. This is going to be in partnership with BioHorizons, and this is our second year, but the important part is it's going to be virtual, so you don't have to fly out, buy hotels, travel with your team. You can just register and block off the days and watch virtually. And right now we have early bird pricing. It's never going to be cheaper than right now. I don't even have a discount code because it's so cheap. It's only $199 right now to register. And it's for your team. It's for your dentists. It's for your treatment coordinators, your dental assistants, and your marketing managers. And you're going to learn a ton of stuff to grow. Last year's event had a 74 NPS score, which is amazing. And the feedback was really, really good. So if you're looking at leveling up, we have a ton of new content, a ton of new automations and things that you can add to your practice to really grow, and executing on the phones to make sure that you can grow the way that you want. So don't miss this. Go to Full Arch Advantage right now and sign up. This price will not be around for long. Okay, so alignment. And what was the biggest misalignment, would you say?
Yeah, I think the biggest misalignment was in the hiring process. So back to just hiring based on our values. So when we got people that are thinking that they know better than what that vision of the business is, it makes it hard to get them to kind of follow suit. So.
Okay, so you made some changes there, but then there was a second problem, and I was kind of just looking through your data. Before, you guys were converting about 40% of your leads, meaning that they were scheduling, and now you've gotten it all the way up into the 80%. So that was one problem that you solved, was how do we actually convert these opportunities? And then the other thing was, is that when the opportunities were arising, that they weren't buying treatment. So how did you specifically work through those two components? And then where are you now? Like, how are things going now with the de novo?
Yeah. And so one of the things, one of our guiding principles at Pure Dental Spa is we say systems are the solution. And that means our systems are simple, repeatable, and done the same way every single time. And so when we're talking about we're generating these leads, but we're not converting them, that means we were not following the system we had set for how to convert a new patient and then get them on the schedule. And so we did a lot of training, and a lot of time was invested in making sure that the people that were answering the calls were getting coached regularly. And your team has been a great help in making sure that we're doing that. To just real-time feedback, real-time training is so important.
It's, yeah.
We did the same thing as we realized that we're bringing in new providers. And like a lot of practices, you bring a provider in, you think that they know how to do dentistry, but you quickly realize that, you know, they've got a perception and dentistry is subjective, right? So what we did was we created a system for the doctors. We made it really easy for them to be able to help diagnose the treatment, and then tying the system back in as a treatment coordinator coming in and training on how do you build value in the patient's appointment on the treatment that they need, and then closing it out by getting them scheduled. And I think just refocusing on our systems and retraining and emphasizing the importance of the system was the big aha that we had over the last year.
So how many new patients are you guys getting now at your de novo every month?
I'm happy to say that we're getting close to 80 to 90 new patients at that office.
Let's go. So, yeah. And the big thing, once we figured out, okay, marketing, there's a couple steps, right? It's like create the opportunity, but those aren't patients yet, right? Those are just people who are interested in becoming patients. Converting those opportunity, which means your front desk now has to be aligned with marketing. They have to be trained. They have to know how to do that, which is something that we worked with you guys on. And then what you guys at the same time were solving was when these patients come in, how do we actually turn this in to a winning opportunity for the patient, for the doctor, for the organization? And it sounds like all of that's clicking now, which is absolutely so exciting. Like, I love that, because those are the hardest projects. That de novo that you just described, that we're talking about, those are the hardest ones to get off the ground. And you're doing a great job of that. So let's talk about the other practices. What wins and what things do you have really clicking? I love your the solution. The system is the solution.
Yeah,
I really like that.
Solution. Yeah, and that idea, it kind of really came from the McDonald's model and the Starbucks model, right? We're humans are creatures of habit and routine. And when you go to a dental office, you want to see the same people consistently. You don't want to see a new front desk person, a new hygienist, a new doctor repeatedly, right? And you want to feel comfortable. Like, I know what I'm going to get every time I go in there, right? And so when we created our systems, we said, well, everybody can create systems, but how do we make sure that this is done consistently the same way? And the more you simplify things for your people, the more likely they are to follow it. So yeah, like I said, one of our guiding principles of business is we say systems are the solution. And we repeatedly remind everybody that they're going to be simple, repeatable, and they have to be done exactly the same way, because people want consistency. They don't want to be told. They want to hear. They can hear in rooms like what's going on in that conversation. If they hear consistent language being used throughout the practice that shows that, hey, look at everybody's on the same page here.
Yep. So what systems would you say? I love that, by the way, and I totally agree with you. And the bigger you get, the more true this becomes, I believe. I think when you're small, if it's you and three other people, yeah, sure, everything's easy because you're touching them every single day. You're right next to them. They see you. They pick up on what you're doing. But when as you get bigger and as you get removed from the practice and you're more at the executive level like you are, you lose touch with a lot of those things. So you have to keep things simple. So what are some of the things, what are some of the wins that you're seeing from those systems, not just at your de novo, but at your other practices as well? Like, what is that netting you guys?
You know, it ties back to patient experience, right? You have fuller hygiene schedules. You're consistently booking your new patients at a high percentage. You get better treatment acceptance, fewer cancellations. It just, those systems have a trickle-down effect to every part of the practice that is just kind of untapped a lot of times. And a lot of people say, yeah, we talk a lot about systems in dentistry, but how well are your teams actually executing those systems? And a lot of our checklists, you know, everything we do is checklist dependent. Everybody, every role in the practice has a checklist. And keeping it simple, each checklist is no more than 5 points. So if somebody knows that their checklist is 5 points, they can easily repeat it back to you. That these are the 5 steps I know I need to do, and I do them the same way every single time. And especially as you get bigger, those systems are what's going to help you grow your business. Yes. Right? Because then now it's not a people-dependent business, it's a system-dependent business. And you can plug people in, right? Like, you know, we say, you know, I can't teach you good values, but I can teach you skills and I can teach you a system that you can fit into. And people like systems. You know, a lot of people think they don't want to follow my systems. Well, no, actually, people do want to follow systems because they know the outcome is going to be, and for your team, you get happier team members when they're following systems.
Totally agree. It's kind of like when a young person is raised and they don't have structure in their life.
Absolutely.
And at first they're like, they kind of fight structure, right? But the second they get like real structure and they can see how useful it is for them, instantly they gravitate towards that, right? They gravitate towards those systems and that structure. And systems are no different in a business. It helps us know if we're playing in bounds or out of bounds in what we're supposed to be doing. Have you ever read the book, Checklist Manifesto?
Yes, I have.
Great book. I could tell. Yeah. Keeping, so just for the audience out there, because I already know dentists are going to listen to this and operators are going to listen to this and they're going to be like, okay, how do I make these checklists? Go read Checklist Manifesto. Would you agree that's like probably the best book on this?
Absolutely. And I think the simplest thing that we've done is put yourself in that person's shoes and create the checklist on how you want them to do it. And it's as simple as when somebody comes in, do they know where the lights are? Do they know they need to turn on the lights, right? Do they know they need to go into an operatory and turn on the computers? And you put it in the order that it needs to be done. It creates efficiency. And I guess it takes the guesswork out of their head of what do I do next? Now, when you're patient facing, you're a doctor, you're a dental assistant, you're a treatment coordinator, you don't want to be thinking about what am I going to say next or do next, right? And what that really allows you to do is build a connection. And when you're talking to a patient and you have a connection, there's trust there. And when there's trust, you're going to get better treatment acceptance. It's just natural.
Yeah. Okay. So now taking it back to marketing, because I think a lot of the things that you're doing internally allows your, just like it allows you to sell more treatment, it also allows your marketing to perform a lot better too. What are some things that you've learned around marketing that you're like, okay, now that I know this, I'm going to make sure to implement it in all of my practices moving forward?
You know, marketing is the foundation of any growing practice, right? New patients are the lifeblood of any practice. And it's just, you know, there's a lot of things that go into that. Your internal referrals, like you're generating marketing-generated leads. Well, now you want those patients to be marketers for you, right? And you tie that back into the systems and in the practice. How do you do that? Well, we do a lot of internal referral contests with patients and get them excited about being there. We give them incentives of anytime you refer a patient, they get an incentive for coming in, and you get an incentive for coming in. So those are just some simple strategies that we use that make sure that we're getting consistently good internal referrals, and then building on those internal referrals and asking them for reviews. And once you can talk lots of reviews, that beefs up that online marketing that you're doing. So I think, you know, like I said, is, you know, marketing is the lifeblood of any practice.
That's so cool. Now, last thought, this is what I would love from you, is if you could rewind the clock and go back to when you were kind of starting everything and really getting things off the ground, what is something that you wish you knew then that you know now?
I wish I would have known just how important these systems are. Like, you know, it's critical to your success. Like, you want to give people an opportunity to grow and show them the right way, but you can't just expect somebody to know a role just because they've done it at a different practice, you know? And what we learned is people have certain ways that they want to do things, and they may not align with the way you like to do them, right? But if you can get somebody bought into the way you like to do it, then it just makes that relationship between you and that person better. It makes the work experience, work life experience for them better. And you got a really good symbiotic relationship.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for coming on and kind of sharing just you and what you guys have done and where you're going. And I'm excited to see what you guys do over the next couple of years. You've already figured out a lot of the hard stuff, like really early compared to most practices and most groups. So bravo, good job to you, and excited to see you grow over the next several years and leveling up your team and your organization.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on here. Thank you, Gary.